It's been over a year since the Turkey-European Union agreement. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. In light of this anniversary, how are refugees faring because of it? We'll give you some insight coming up. And then we've got an encouraging story about Christian pilots and doctors teaming up to reach a particular people group in parts unknown. That story in just a few moments. But first, the Turkey-European Union agreement has been in place for well over a year. But Human Rights Watch believes the deal has contributed to high rates of self-harm and suicide attempts, along with feelings of despair in the Grecian island camps. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says this large group of refugees stuck in Greece deals with poor camp conditions, which compounds the emotional trauma they carry.
There is unquestionably a lot of psychological harm that has been done. These individuals, most of them come from areas that they have faced violence. A lot of them have lost loved ones. A lot of them have seen family members being hurt. A lot of them have fled because they are trying to protect those family members.
AMG has an ongoing outreach on the mainland, and they've also partnered with organizations working on the islands. Through practical care, the group is able to broach spiritual conversations with the refugees.
We have seen, as the evangelical community in Greece has engaged with the refugees, there are a lot of lives that are being transformed by the gospel.
Would you ask God to sustain these workers and volunteers as they speak into the lives of the broken? For details on how you can come alongside, go to missionnews.org. Next, Indonesia's capital city might be doing a bit of island hopping in the coming months. Indonesia's capital resides in Jakarta on the island of Java. But that's about to change. FMI's Bruce Allen was recently in the country and shares,
although Java is the primary island in terms of population, 60% of the population lives on that single island. But the megalopolis that Jakarta has become, and you know, its surrounding territory, it has 30 million people living in that area. And so traffic is constantly gridlocked. There are problems with water management, with trash and litter. And one of the bad things that is really difficult for them to deal with is the fact that Jakarta is literally sinking.
Jakarta, which was originally designed to hold about 500 million people, has outgrown itself. Now, for the sake of both the people and the island, it's time to disperse.
So they're looking at some alternatives, and they expect to make their recommendations to the president by the end of this year.
Hopefully, this move will help in opening doors for the gospel in Indonesia, but pray that the potential effects the move may have on FMI's work would be minimal. And finally, Mozambique is marked with extreme terrain, everything from high plateaus and mountains to coastal lowlands. The Niassa Reserve in Mozambique is similar to the size of Switzerland, and it's very hard to reach the 40 villages across the reserve. Mission Aviation Fellowship recently started the Flying Doctor Initiative in that country. They're flying a Christian doctor and nurse that they've partnered with to three remote villages on the Niassa Reserve to offer medical service. Steve Simpson with MAF says the villages are unreached, and the aviation team is hoping to display Christ's love.
It was one of these things where initially just showing the love of Christ, you know, coming alongside and said, we're just here to do this because we believe that God loves you. And in this culture, when you're poor and isolated, no one really cares about you. And so we can come and say, hey, we care about you. We love you.
It's still early in the relationship building process. And Simpson asks, as they fly in medical aid and build trust with these unreached villages in Mozambique, would you join them in prayer?
Just praying for the hearts of the people in those villages that we're going to, that God would just open their hearts to us and to the gospel.
The MAF Mozambique team is also looking for another doctor to partner with them as they try to reach even more villages. To learn more about this opportunity, go to missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, the service of One Way Ministries. The gospel brings a renewed right relationship with God. And because that relationship transforms our lives, it impacts relationships with those around us. Set Free Ministries is offering a free book called Excelling in Relationships. It contains 32 lessons that guide the reader into cultivating healthy relationship with God and others. Get yours when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.